This is
Cyber Station USA.
I warn you, their ingenuity goes hand in hand with their technology.
I think it's fair to call this hostile territory.
For you, I'll make an exception.
What you hold in your hand is the proof of their power.
Come here. You're not hurt, right?
This is Cyber Station USA. America's unique online experience.
Thank you.
That was wonderful. Welcome, Frank Wilkins, on piano. So nice to have you back. And welcome, Stacy Miller.
Hi, Joe.
Oh, that sounds great. That sounds great. I'm so glad you could come down here to the jam room and visit us. And Stacy Miller was playing saxophone there. And Stacy, I made a book based here in Boston, which is me getting tied up in my words here. But tell us about yourself a little bit.
I am based in Boston, but I have a little bit of a varied roots. I was born in California and raised in Washington, D.C. And I really kind of owe my jazz career to my father, who was a big jazz fan. So I grew up, you know, my earliest soundtrack as just a little girl was listening to the great, you know, Ella Fitzgerald and Dick Steinerbeck and Louis Armstrong, a lot of Louis Armstrong. Billie Holiday, everyone was the soundtrack of my dad's record collection growing up.
That's true. It just sounds kind of like my soundtrack at when I was growing up. And you now have your own quartet. Why don't we start with what you're doing now? And then let's go a little bit back in time and tell us, you know, how you got things started and so on.
Yes, I'm very fortunate to have my own group and to be working regularly. And I compose also for the group and all the different members of the group. Composed. I have a regular quartet with Tim Ray on piano, David Clark on bass, and Bob Savino on drums. And we've played together for quite a while, so we just don't even have to, you know, communicate verbally about things because we just get going and the music kind of takes shape. And so I've been very, very happy performing with that group in the area.
Yeah, it's nice when you have, you know, everybody kind of on the same wavelength all the time. Now, tell us a little bit about one of the things you did before that. I was looking at your bio and I saw something about Girls Night Out.
Yeah, well, I have a very eclectic background. I am a jazz saxophonist. I always say to my students, that's what you really want to do if you play saxophone, and that's where the saxophone is as it were, the lead guitar. So, but I have had a varied background. I've played all kinds of music that involves improvisation, like original rock and singer-songwriter and avant-garde jazz with your neighborhood saxophone quartet. But that band, which started as kind of just a fun put-together one-night kind of thing, that turned into 4 years of touring and being a pretty big regional club band called Girls Night Out, and it was all women. We originally formed to play girl group music with all female musicians, which was kind of the fun kick of it, and it just got very successful, so we all ended up touring and running with that for 4 years.
That sounds like so much fun.
It was fun, but there was a lot of fighting for mirror space, I have to say, in the back room before we had to do a show.
I can imagine.
No, but it was a really, everybody was a solid musician, and we really had a good time, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Now, just so we can get everybody started for what we're going to do next, and you're going to do another tune, but also you have a little bit of interest in jazz history. Tell me a little bit about that, and then we're going to skip to your tune before we
talk. Okay. All right. Well, don't get me started on this, Joan. I might have
a little hint.
Yeah, I think all jazz musicians are interested in history because that's how we learn is from the masters of the past, and that's why I took up the saxophone, because I was influenced by music and I wanted to play it. But so the early jazz history was my dad's record collection, but then I actually had the opportunity to assist in some courses at Harvard University. I teaching jazz history, and then I was subbed for the wonderful Leonard Brown, our professor at Northeastern University, teaching a course there under my own steam while he was in sabbatical. I taught again at Harvard, and then I now teach jazz history at Wellesley College. And I kind of approach it like a missionary. I want people to know about this music and appreciate this music, and nothing is more exciting to me than turning some young people onto it, because otherwise, let's face it, it's
going to
die out.
Mm, exactly what you're talking about. I consider myself in this area as well. Now, what's the tune that you and Frank are going to do now?
Okay, well, we're having fun here playing some of the classics, and we're going to do Serenade in Blue for you.
Okay, here we have Stacy Miller on saxophone, Frank Wilkins on piano, Serenade in Blue.
Thank you.
That was marvelous. And Frank, yes, it came together. That was marvelous.
Well, thank you very much.
I love to hear how much I love your sound.
I love being
here with you. I know. I'm so glad I could get you two to come together. You know,
I'm so glad you could too.
And just to let everybody in the audience know, Cissy and Frank are old friends, and we haven't been together in quite a while. And I happened to meet Cissy at the IMJE convention. And you've heard us talk about that before. It's a jazz conference that we've all gone to. And when we found out, we both knew Frank. I said, well, you're going to come to the jazz room and do a radio show.
Yes.
Okay, now, Cissy, just a little bit. Now that I've mentioned, you know, the jazz convention, and I know the audience has heard you mention this before, the convention before, what kinds of things have you encountered as a jazz musician in this man's jazz world, as a woman? Can you give us a little bit of, you know?
Well, I think we all have those stories about certain obstacles we have to overcome, and I think all jazz musicians have a lot of obstacles they have to overcome, but yeah, I can tell you stories about the kind of bad old days of carrying my horn case in the hall, stay at Berklee College, and I went there to jam, and guys saying, "Is that your boyfriend's horn?" And, you know, you can't play that thing. But I often have just as many stories about being encouraged and the sort of greatest teachers who are, sex blind and color blind. I mean, it's about the music. It's not about all those other things. And so I have probably more stories about being encouraged and mentored and accepted. I think it really does have to do with the music when it comes right down to it, which is why I love these musicians. I love this field. But yeah, I would like to see more. I would like to see things moving a little farther along with more women involved in the music and more instrumentalists getting out there. But there are many more than there used to be. So I think it just takes a while.
Yes, I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about your jazz history and your teaching jazz history. How do you feel women now in jazz fare historically, their place historically, same time compared to Mary Lou Williams and say, that's more prominent?
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, for all jazz musicians today, there's just a lot less opportunities to play. You know, I think there were more women playing when they had during the swing bands during the 40s with the International Sweethearts and people like that, when people actually had big bands for their dance music. So that's something we all face. But I think there are more women getting recognition as instrumentalists per se today than there were in those days. When I first took up the horn, even, I said, hey, have you heard Via Red?
But now you can talk about a lot of different women that are actors that are out there, and say I would like it to be more. But I think that there, you know, and the whole field needs to be expanded and appreciated more, men and women. But I'd like to see those young women coming up in the schools and playing. I have a nephew at Berklee College right now. He said there's not as many women students in the instrumental field as he was expecting.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. But there's a very lively and healthy vocal program, which didn't used to have the respect it commanded over there. So that's a great sign.
Well, that's interesting. Yes, I have noticed a change in the attitudes towards
vocal
musicians, vocal musicians. Speaking of vocal musicians,
as well.
Now, you have two CDs. One is the 15 Miller Quartet, they're both titles, but one is called Blue Vistas, and one is Dedication. Which one came out first?
Dedication was the first one that came out on the Stash record label, and then I formed a record label myself with a fellow musician, Alan Chase, called Jazz Project, and we both put projects out on that. And I'm currently working on material to record a third CD.
Wonderful. And how can people find your CD?
Well, we're working on transferring to CircleMiller.com, but right now the best way is to go to my website, which is www.jazz.nu. That's my current website, and from there they can get information about the CD.
Okay.
Or come to a gig, you know.
Yeah. I know. Now, you and Frank are going to do another tune. We're going to squeeze in another tune before we end the show. And what are we going to do?
Well, we're going to do a nod to one of those great masters who mentored us all, Charlie Parker, and his assistant in anthropology.
Okay. Frank Wilkins and Cirque du Miller on anthropology.
On piano. Hi there, guys.
Hey, no.
Hey, that's one great. That was Anthropology. Anthropology. That was really cool. Oh, quick. That was quick. Now, I'd like you to tell everyone once again. Now, I'm going to remind people about their CD. We have Kirsten Miller, Quartet, and Kirsten has two CDs. One is titled Ulysses, and the other is titled Dedication.
That's right.
And could you tell everybody again how they could locate the CD?
Yeah, CD and calendar information, if you want to come here and fly, would be found on www.jazz.nu. We're going to be linking that soon to StrictlyMiller.com, but for now, the www.jazz.nu would be the best place to find us.
Okay.
That kind of stuff.
Okay, and Frank, welcome to just saying a little hello to you. Frank is a good friend. He has been, we've been working together a lot, and Frank is always generous to come down and play for us. And I want to thank you, Frank, for coming.
Thank you, Frank.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a listen to the song, and we're going to go until the end of the program. So when, after I sing the song, we're going to do a jam session.
I'm going to tell everybody right now, we're doing a jam session.
After I start the song, you guys can play until we fade away off into the sunset until the next time. So we are going to do a
thank you. We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.